B-Pod Studios.
Hi. Oh, we're on.
It's always a clean intro to the Rap Party Podcast.
It's always. No,
well, we need to have a professional open. Oh,
I know, and I asked our rapper, what's his name, Roy?
Oh, how does he say it backwards?
Hasiasi?
No. Saia.
It's Isaiah backward.
Saia.
No.
Yeah,
Saia. Hayasi.
No. I think it's Hayasi.
Oh.
Hayasi, our rapper friend. He was supposed to make an intro for us, but he didn't. And that's okay. He's working on it. But anyway, good to see everybody on the Rap Party Podcast. Lorraine's back in the studio today.
Hey.
All right. That's going to be our theme for the Rap Party Podcast. Describe what's going on right now in the area next to you, Roy, where Lorraine has been sitting for the last 5 years, but hasn't been there in 6 months.
Well, there's one part I don't know how to describe.
Good, Roy. Give it a shot.
I literally don't. It looks like. I also don't want to look at it because it feels inappropriate to look at.
It does feel inappropriate. You guys asked me if I felt weird doing this earlier today, and I said no then, but now I kind of do, so I put my jacket back on.
Do you really?
A little bit.
You're in the safe place with us, but that's easy for us to say.
You're pumping.
Uh-huh.
But it's a pumper I've never seen before in my entire life.
It looks like a cow with the udder pumper on it.
No, there's no cords or anything.
You're not a cow. I feel like a cow.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like a cow.
You look really good, by the way.
Thanks.
You do look great.
Yeah, I was going to say nobody even told me I looked good.
No, you
do. You look like you're ready to take on the business world. You have a suit on.
I mean, I have leggings on. It's just a blazer.
Well, it looked really professional.
Thank you.
But it looks like you're eating, is that kale and croutons?
No, it's broccoli, steak, and bacon.
I could have sworn I saw green.
Are you working hard to get
to the broccoli, buddy.
Oh.
That's green. Broccoli is green.
Jesus.
What did he say?
I could have sworn I saw something green.
After she told me there was broccoli.
And then I'm like, he said something about croutons, which I'm not sure.
Sorry. I've been staring at your pump.
Okay.
And not listening. But no.
Don't look at her boobs.
I know. You guys are making me uncomfortable now.
No, maybe
I do need a pump room. It's a pump that fits in your bra, so you can like kind of see the top of it.
That's pretty cool.
It is cool because there's no cords or anything, so like I can walk around.
Yeah,
I don't see any boob.
I don't see anything. No action. Mm-hmm. I do smell something though.
Is that the broccoli?
I think it's the food.
It's the plastic around us isn't blocking the broccoli.
Not enough. Mm.
But what are you fighting? Like, is it important to you to get to a certain weight goal?
Like
post baby.
I mean, I think everyone's goal is to get back to pre-baby weight, but I'm already fighting. I'm almost back to my pre-Jackson weight. I have like 3 pounds left.
Nice.
But I was all, I mean, it
and
had
that 3 pounds is in your boobs, by the way.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But that, before that, I still had pre-baby weight on from, or post-baby weight from Cashgen. So, like, my goal is to get back to, like, pre-baby weight.
Like, pre-cashed in 2015.
Uh-huh. Which, not, like, cheerleader weight, because that was unhealthy. Well, not unhealthy. It was just unmaintainable.
Mm-hmm.
But I would like to at least be back down into the 130s-ish.
Well, I see. Wow. You're throwing your weight out
there? I'll throw it out there.
Well, good for
I'm
you.
Fine.
Don't be ashamed.
I know we're close to that right now, but...
Really?
Yeah.
Because I can't tell.
Thanks.
But you, I see on Instagram so many people, women, you know, as soon as they have the baby, they're in their yoga pants and they're like at the CrossFit place or they're on their elliptical or they're like jogging with the babies. And I'm like, man, give yourself some time to heal. You just had something, you know, incredible happen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sometimes after a bad number two, I'll take a couple of days off. I can only imagine what a baby would do.
I have a friend. I'm no lie. She had her baby 2 weeks ago. She already looks. I mean.
I know who you're talking about.
No, you don't. It's somebody else. KT looks amazing, too.
Your friend KT.
That girl is a freak of nature. Like, she is just a Colombian baby maker, and she was built for it because she had no weight on afterwards.
Mm.
But
a Colombian baby maker?
Yeah. But I will say she was pregnant through her whole pregnancy, so she didn't put on a lot of weight
either.
Okay. So.
But your other friend was...
Her baby 2 weeks ago. I saw her like a couple days ago, and I was like, you look better you than whore. You did before you had the baby. Whore. Yeah, pretty much.
Now, like, when you see somebody like that, does that
broccoli?
Does that drive you or does it annoy you? Like, for real, like
probably a little of both. Yeah. To be honest, like it makes me it's a good reminder to me to be like, yo, go get your ass on the Peloton or take a walk.
Yeah.
But I'm not like jealous of it, yeah. If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does. I feel gross. I do, personally. I mean, I haven't played nearly as much tennis as I should. I ride the bike with Ruby on the back, but it's been so hot that that's not even comfortable for her, because mm-hmm. just to wear the helmet and stuff. Yeah. And I'm not riding a bike with a baby seat without the baby in the back. That just looks lame.
Put a teddy bear back there.
I can't run because it hurts my ankles. I could put a teddy bear back there.
You can walk with me.
I can walk.
Well, yesterday I walked 7 miles.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
With your buddy Randy on virtual?
He walked with me 3 miles. I did the other mile.
How do you know you're doing 7 miles?
I wear a Fitbit every day, buddy.
But your route. Like, how do you know it's already, 7 miles? That's a long route.
Well, one lap is 1 mile, and then I'll do it 7 times.
Jesus, bro.
Yep.
What do you know? You drove the lap in your neighborhood, and you know exactly what it is.
You walked 7 miles yesterday?
Mm-hmm. It was like 17,000 some steps.
We have a 3 mile loop in our neighborhood.
That's a long way.
Yeah. 7 miles. I know. Like, Sterling and I talk about it all the time. He's like, I'd love to go back to New York with you, because before, if it was like a 15 minute walk, I was out. I was like, Uber. We got an Uber.
Yeah.
Now I can walk.
Let's walk the light rail one day.
We can.
You and I. We'll go do lunch and we'll walk it out. I ran the light rail with Nicole, and she's no joke.
No, I'm not going to run it.
She took me a mile away from the radio station. And we had to walk back. I was mad.
No, but I like walking.
So back to you, Loren, since this rap party is supposed to be about you and not Loren, Mr. Braggy McVee over here talking about his 7 mile walks. tell us about today. You were very anxious. Can I read a text message that you sent, or is that private?
Can I read it so that I can leave some stuff out of it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just funny,
I thought you posted that exact message online.
Oh, yeah, you could read that one.
Oh, are we talking about a different one?
No, yeah, I just sent a follow-up after. But yeah, you can read that first one.
No, like all the things going through my mind right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, you sent that at 8:30. Will Jax be okay? What do I need? Will Jax be okay? How many things will I forget? Will Jax be okay? How many times will I go back to my house? Will Jax be okay? Where are my headphones, keys, and pumps? Will Jax be okay? If I get up at 11 p.m. and 3:30 to pump, will I have enough to make Jax be okay? I'm never gonna be able to sleep tonight. How did it go?
I mean, I was up all night, but I went to bed at like 8:30 to try to like, and I drugged the hell out of myself.
Did you really?
I took like a handful of melatonin last night.
Oh my gosh! Do you have the gummies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
But I mean, I slept until 11, and then the thing that sucks is it takes 30 minutes to pump. So once you're up for 30 minutes, then it takes you like another 30 minutes to go back to sleep. So that's an hour out of your night.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to get up at 3:30 to wake the baby to take care of. I fed him, and then I pumped again and got ready for work. You know, so it's like one of those things where it's just you're losing like 2.5 hours of sleep because you need to do things. And I mean, I've written a bunch of stuff about this, but I'm like milk depleted. So I'm going to see a lactation consultant again today. So it's a whole thing.
So you said this morning on the air that like you went back into the house 5 times, like you got in the car, went mm-hmm. back into the house.
Yeah. I had a running list all night. That was the other thing. I would keep waking up and like remembering something else. So I had my phone. I text myself lists. So I have like 6 text messages that were like headphones, laptop, cord for the laptop. You know what I mean? Like that kind of stuff that I was like, I know I'll forget those little things.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Keys. I got in the car today and I was like, I don't have my keys. I have to go back in. And I like had to sit in my car for 5 minutes before I even left the house. And I sat in the car for 5 minutes.
What did you do for the 5 minutes?
When I got here. I like had to pep talk myself to go.
Really?
Yeah.
Like you can do this. Like you can leave Jax. You can leave the family. They're going to be okay.
Yes. And even if it's not okay, we'll just figure out what's wrong and we'll fix it.
Yeah.
Like.
And so what's the report today? It's now 9:40. Well, it's 10 a.m. here on the real time. And you're going to be out of here in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
All's well so far?
Yeah, they had a little snafu, but it wasn't like a big deal.
No, because you didn't even complain about it during commercial or you didn't even bring it up. So good.
I was trying to think, because I know you were like nervous of coming back, and I was trying to think like how it was back when it was with you and Cash.
Mm-hmm.
So, because like at one point, Dallas is not going to be at home.
No, which is better, quite honestly.
Oh.
What does that mean?
And I don't mean that in like a nasty way. It's just Dallas takes like when he's home right now, he's on conference calls and like he's really busy. So to have both kids at the house.
It's false security when Dallas is there, what you're saying. Like he's not really he's there, but he's not there to help, which makes it harder.
Right. Yeah, and then if the kids are screaming for some reason, he gets stressed out because he's supposed to be on screaming. A call and he's calling me and texting me. And you know what I mean? I'm like,
can he go to the fifth floor? Where it's
we
quiet.
Don't have a fifth floor.
You have a third.
Nice try. Yeah. No. Like I hate to be like go out in the car, but like if you have a really important conference call and you need to be quiet, go out in the car. And then he's like, well, then I have to take my laptop and I've got to take my whole office and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I get it. It's just like the situation that we're in the pandemic is a pain in the friggin' ass.
That's one of the main differences with Cash. I mean, but you didn't have Elena yet with Cash. You had another nanny.
And Dallas was working from home then he got laid off and he was, you know what I mean?
Right.
So like, I just remember being so stressed out coming back with just Cash being at home because I would get phone calls like, hey, when are you coming home?
I remember that.
I need you, blah, 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 blah. And
you
I'm
were
like,
listen, I have a full-time job too. You were trying to balance.
Right. And I'm a first-time parent too. Like I get you don't know how to deal with it, but I don't know how the hell to deal with it either. You know what I mean?
But I think it's important. Like I was talking to my neighbors at dinner the other night. We went to dinner at Barcelona and I was talking to my neighbors who we went with and, you know, they were like, so Loren's coming back. And I said, yeah, she'll be back on Tuesday. And Amanda's like, I think that's important because the position and the platform that you have, you know, and I don't ever think of this stuff, but Amanda's right. Like the platform you have of like you breastfeeding Jax from home and still working. And now you're here, you know, showing that like a working mom
can do it.
And it's really important that you're not just a stay at home mom. Like that, you know, you can do your job and be a mom too at the same time.
Sure.
There's anything wrong with staying home.
Right. There's nothing wrong with staying home.
No, but if you choose to have a profession, you can do it. It's not easy.
Being at home full time is a full time job.
Fucking full time job.
It's actually kind of a nice relief to come to an office. You know what I mean? Like, I give stay-at-home moms, you have the hardest job in the world. Coming to work for me is kind of a little release for me.
That's what my neighbor said. My neighbor's been home since March, working from home. And he goes, you know what I miss? My 15-minute commute to work and my 30-minute commute back that I used to hate because I was stuck in traffic. He's like, but that's where I had like just the radio
time
and alone time.
Right.
And he's like, I don't have any downtime now. I walk out of my room and I'm on parent duty immediately.
But there is like, and I don't expect anyone to understand unless they've gone through it. Like maybe you're a woman who hasn't had kids yet, or maybe you're a guy and you'll never truly have this experience. But mommy guilt is a real frigging thing. It is a real thing. Like I should be able to walk away and go, Dallas can handle this, and he can handle it. But the like your subconscious is just like, will he know exactly when to feed the baby? What's he going to do if he's on a conference call and the baby's crying? Or, you know, Cash has a meltdown because he wants cookies and he needs to eat pancakes first. Like, all those things, like, just eat away at your brain. And it makes it hard to focus on other things when you're half at home still.
That is so funny because that's Amanda to a T. Like Amanda would be like, I'm going out for the night with the girls. Will you do Dean and Ruby? And I'll say, absolutely. Dean's 7. He pretty much does himself.
Yeah.
Ruby, you know, you got to get her dressed. But like Amanda will either A, leave a bunch of stuff out for me and make it real easy. Like basically all I have to do is turn the faucet on. All the clothes are laid out and everything. Or she'll be out like after work and she'll be like, I'm going to come home because, like, I know that it's time for bed, and, like, I'm rushing to get home. And I'm like, babe, I am so the opposite.
Yeah.
I'm like, bye. As I walk out the
and
door,
you're turned off.
They'll figure it out.
Right.
I'm like, they'll figure it out. And the kids are going to serve. They'll be alive when I get home, you know?
But, like, this is just an example, and I'm glad it worked out because this is going to make Dal sound like such an asshole, and he's not. But, like, when I was preparing, like, I have a list at home, a sheet of paper that's sitting by, like, where Jax's formula and breast milk and medicines are and everything else. Like, this is the mother station. Like, if you need something with Jax, it is on this piece of paper. But last night before I went to bed, I was like, hey, I want to try to get to bed early last night, like 7:30. And Dallas is like, oh, my fantasy draft is at 7:30. But don't worry, I can handle both kids. I'm like, bullshit. You're not going to be able to do a fantasy draft and handle bedtime routine. And you know what I mean? Like, so
you have a lot of downtime on a draft, though, because you have to wait for everybody else to go.
Okay, so that's what he said. But I'm like, then you're going to be upset when Cash doesn't want to go to bed and you're up next. And I was like, forget it. I just won't go to bed early. And Elena ended up coming home, so I could go to bed early.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what I mean? Like, that's where, like, you guys mentioned something and you truly don't mean it to be a deterrent. But as that mommy guilt sets in, we're like, well, fuck it. I'll just stay up and do it myself.
So that Dallas can do his thing and the kids are going
to
get what they need.
You try to make everybody happy as a woman in the family.
I see that totally. It's like, oh, listen, we have kids. I know you have to do your fantasy draft, but
she wants her to do the draft, but she also wants her kids to be alive and healthy because Dallas can't give 100.
You learn to put yourself last. You're the last person that you worry about in the family.
That is such a huge thing that I deal with Amanda.
Maybe you should get into sport.
Do you know... When you're on a plane, you know this because you've traveled a ton.
I love traveling.
What do they tell you?
Shut your phone off.
Secure your mask first.
Oh, I was
then
like, shut your phone off. That's the best time of my life is when I'm on a plane and nobody can reach me.
No, they tell you to secure your mask first, then do the children.
Yeah.
Yep. And like Amanda would never do that.
I
like
wouldn't
Amanda
do that
would totally get her. And I'm like, babe. And I use that. It's probably annoying around the house, but I'll be like, babe, your mask first.
Mm-hmm.
You like, because I'll go home today and Dean will be ready for lunch. I'll make my lunch and his at the same time. She will make sure he's entirely fed and probably cleaned up before she makes her lunch.
Mm-hmm.
That's bullshit. You deserve a meal as much as he does.
And I'll not only that, but I'll probably stand doing something else while eating my meal. You know what I mean? Or I'll take mine and fold laundry while I'm doing. I've never like truly am able, other than dinner, sometimes if nobody needs to hold the baby. Well, I have a time where I can sit down and eat or have a glass of wine and not do anything else.
Oh, my gosh. I almost want to go kidnap Lauren and, like, take you away and just, like, we're going to go drink somewhere and we're going to be away for a bit and you're going to relax. Like, that's what I want to do for you.
It's so hard, though, when you have a new little one. Like,
I
know
it.
Life will return to some sort of normal with time, but, like, where I am right now in my motherhood walk.
Take
like,
the pandemic out of it, you
season.
Mean?
Yeah, yeah. Regardless whether we have a pandemic or not.
So if things go well today, you go home and the house hasn't burned down and the kids are living and breathing, are you going to feel a little better tomorrow? Or
yeah,
are you like still having, like, day by day you'll get better, you think?
Day by day it'll get better.
Until there's a shit show.
Exactly.
And what day will there be a shit
Until
show?
Until there's a dumpster fire.
Tomorrow's Wednesday, so Thursday will be the shit show.
Let's put the over-under on next Monday. Like, will it happen this week or next week?
There will be a shit show. I mean, you can't run from that. The kids are going to have their moments.
And we told Loren, like, hey, if you have to go run out and get on a FaceTime or do something during the show, and I think we're going to try and make it so that you can work from home on Fridays every once in a while, then, you know, we're here to accommodate. That's the best thing about Amanda's work is that they're accommodating Dean's schedule and our schedule.
Yeah.
Amanda's going to go into work today when I get home.
Right. And when the kids go back to school, you know what I mean? Then it gets even easier for me because then I know Cash isn't at home screaming while Dallas is on a conference call. I'll know Dallas is in an OR, Cash is in school, and the baby is with Elena. You know what I mean?
You might be 42 when that comes, but...
Jesus, don't say that.
The day is coming eventually, but... All right,
well, we're glad you're here.
Yeah.
And we of course can't imagine the stress you're going through, but look at you.
You're all grown up.
All grown up. You're back in.
Make it work.
6 months.
All right. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your cake that from BWC.
Thanks. I know. I wish we had a knife to cut it.
Shit, I know.
Leave you guys some.
It's the most 2020 thing ever. We have this delicious cake and no way to cut it safely.
No one can eat it. And by the way,
this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take it home and I'm going to cut it. I'll put it in Tupperwares and bring it back.
There's no way for you to transport it safely. I don't even know how you're going to take
it
home. Okay.
They got it here somehow.
Well, there's a big box that Nicole.
We cut the box into pieces.
All right, that's a wrap party. Go check out the pictures and go see the video and everything. Go to @TheMRLShow on Insta, you guys. Loren.
Bye.
You're always the final word.
Bye.
Roy, you want to say anything?
But then if I say something, she has to say...
I got to do it again. So you say something.
Goodbye.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.